Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, let's talk about anger. Yeah, that fiery little dragon we all have brewing inside sometimes. Ever feel like you're one wrong word away from unleashing a verbal inferno? You know that feeling when your blood pressure spikes faster than the price of gas at the pump? Anger is a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule it. We're going to dive deep into understanding this beast, learn some tricks to manage it like a pro, and come out on the other side feeling calmer, cooler, and ready to conquer the world without setting anything on fire. Now, why is this so important? Because unchecked anger can turn into a whirlwind of destruction. It ruins relationships, sabotages careers, and leaves you feeling drained and resentful. But here's the good news. Understanding your anger isn't about suppressing it. It's about harnessing its power in a positive way. Think of it like this. Anger is energy, pure and potent. We just need to learn how to channel that energy into something constructive instead of letting it blow up in our faces. So, what are the key takeaways? First things first, recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams, rude comments, or maybe even a burnt dinner? We've all been there. Identifying those triggers is like having a radar warning system for your emotions. Once you know what buttons push your anger button, you can start to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally. You know that feeling when you're about to walk into a room full of people you haven't seen in ages? The butterflies, the slight nerves, the anticipation? That's a good example. It's like prepping for an emotional event. Next up, practice mindfulness. Ever heard of taking a mental time out? Well, that's essentially what mindfulness is all about. Stepping back from the heat of the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like watching a movie. You're not in the story, you're just observing it unfold. When anger arises, take a few deep breaths, count to 10 or 20 or even 100, and try to detach from the immediate urge to react. This gives you space to process your emotions and respond thoughtfully instead of impulsively. Communication is key, folks. When anger boils over, it's easy to resort to harsh words and hurtful actions. But remember, clear and respectful communication can diffuse even the most tense situations. Instead of saying things like, "you always," or "you never," try using I statements. For example, instead of saying, "you make me so angry," try saying, "I feel angry when." This shifts the focus from blame to your own experience, creating a more constructive dialogue. Don't forget about self-care. Anger often stems from stress, exhaustion, or unresolved issues. Taking care of yourself physically and emotionally can help you build resilience against anger. That means getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. You know, the things we all say we should do, but sometimes forget amidst the chaos. Think about it like this. Your body is like a high-performance sports car. To run smoothly and efficiently, it needs regular maintenance and care. The same goes for your emotional well-being. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for managing anger effectively. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, the sun is beating down, and the person in front of you is going 5 miles per hour below the speed limit. Your blood starts to boil, your jaw clenches, and you feel that familiar surge of anger rising within you. But instead of letting it take over, remember what we talked about. Mindfulness, communication, self-care. Take a few deep breaths, Remind yourself that this is temporary, and focus on something calming, like listening to your favorite song or visualizing a peaceful place. When you reach your destination, maybe even smile and give the driver a friendly wave. You'll be surprised how much more pleasant the experience becomes. Remember, folks, understanding and managing anger isn't about becoming some Zen master who never experiences any negative emotions. It's about learning to navigate those feelings in a healthy and productive way. It's about taking control of your reactions instead of letting them control you. So, what are you waiting for? Take action. Start recognizing your triggers, practice mindfulness, communicate effectively, prioritize self-care, and watch your anger transform from a destructive force into a powerful tool for personal growth. And remember, share this episode with anyone who could benefit from learning these valuable tools. Let's create a world where we can all handle our anger like the champs we truly are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.